planet to live righteously.
It's time for another episode of The Cultural Hall. It's episode number 279. Just saying that number out loud exhausts me. And I'm joined in this particular episode with Bryce Nelson. Thank you for being here, sir.
You bet. Good to be here.
It's fun to have you here because we're going to be talking about the Good Husband Movement and goodhusbandmovement.com. Before we give you the chance to get up on that rammy-umptum and tell everyone all about that, I want to know a little bit about you. You said you're from here, but now Boston, but now back here. Or who are you? What is this?
So born and raised here in kind of the Salt Lake Valley in Utah. Got married, 12 years or so ago.
Sure. So you're 21. You'd been home for 6 months, that kind of thing?
Maybe a year, but yeah, pretty okay. Same story. Yep. Lived here for a while, and then opportunity took us out to Boston. So we packed up our four kids and head out that way.
My hope is in the time that we have to chat that I can not only solidify a place to stay when I make my way out to Boston, but also somehow finagle you into buying me tickets for Fenway, one of the few last ballparks I need to go check out.
We're right down on Cape Cod, okay. So anyone that comes in, Fenway's the first stop for
sure. All right. So I just want to be completely transparent with my goals as we visit what I'm going for with this. I'm sure you want to talk about the Good Husband Movement. What is it that you do out in Boston then? What was the thing that said, hey, Salt Lake, see you later. I'm going to the mission field, which, by the way, I don't actually call it that way.
It sold. Solar originally took us out there because Solar's just a booming market out on the East Coast. But the longer we lived there, our kids just loved it and my wife loved it. And we just decided, hey, Utah's fun to come home and see family, but we wanted to put down roots out there. So.
And it's fun to not live in Utah, right? A little bit?
It's got its pros and cons, but there's so much history out on the East Coast that you just can't find anywhere in the mountain region. So it's really fun.
And you talk about kids. How many kids are we talking about?
We got four.
Okay. So you got what? Four or five more still to come? Angels waiting in heaven.
We had twins on the bottom of it here, and we're still trying to recover from that. So we'll see.
No promises as far as that goes. Did you serve a mission?
I did.
Where'd you go?
Omaha.
Okay.
Very exotic.
Yes. How was that when you got that call?
I was pretty
honest.
I was disappointed.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? All my friends were going to China and Japan and Argentina, and here I am going somewhere I could get there on a full tank of gas.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it was fun. It was a lot different than I expected it to be, and it was great.
Tell me, how is it different?
When I was there, there was like a lot of religious wars going on in like Sudan and all these areas, and Omaha was like this breeding ground for everyone coming in the country, all these refugees. And
really?
So we were in, Kurdish speaking branches and Sudanese and just all this different culture that I never knew existed, but it was just all right there. And I thought it was just going to be, corn farmers, but I didn't really see much.
Because we're talking about Omaha, Nebraska, right? I got into that and you started to say Sudanese and refugees, and I was like, wait a minute. So maybe there's another city in another place.
It was
called
surprising.
Omaha.
Yeah, it was really, really crazy. But in some of the areas we were in, that's just kind of how it was, and it was a lot of fun. It was really cool.
English speaking?
Yep.
Disappointed about that?
A little bit. For selfish reasons. I wanted to, leverage my Japanese language speaking into some crazy business, but.
Or at least be able to get a minor out of the way without having to work on it.
Right.
It's like, I'll test out of my minor. Perfect. Done.
There you go.
I served Cleveland, Ohio. So it's the very same thing.
You got it.
I had built up in my mind that they were going to open up the mission in China and that I was going to be one that would open up my call and there would be a phone number that I needed to call, right? Like that kind of thing. And then you get Cleveland, Ohio, and you're like, meh, okay.
Yeah.
A lot of young Utah families in Nebraska, right? In Omaha because of Creighton, the law school, the dental school, a lot of that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Lots of that going on.
So you didn't feel too far away from home.
Yeah,
how'd you meet your wife?
I came home. I got into a management position like at some data entry company, and she interviewed and I hired her.
Yeah.
So kind of a self-serving hire there, but it was good.
Self-serving. She didn't actually have the skills for the particular job.
We
stretched it a little bit because I wanted the opportunity.
You can't make a 21-year-old in charge of hiring people.
Yeah, no,
you can't. What are they going to do?
Like, the intentions are just not pure as far as that goes. As much as you want them to be. And then you say that solar was originally, was this one of those you go out for the summer and you sell the solar stuff?
You know, I did summer sales for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And we got tired of moving the family all
sure.
over the place.
Sure.
And solar was a similar type sales position where I'd had some management experience doing
right.
that. And so they kind of handpicked me and said, hey, pick a market. And we could have done, you know, Hawaii, California, but Boston.
Why did you not do Hawaii?
There's no sports in Hawaii.
Wait, but you don't need them.
Sure. My wife loves the snow, too. And Boston just sounded really cool.
Uh-huh.
And so we just headed out there and put down roots.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was good.
You know, those guys, the summer sales folks, the Vivint, you know, your alarm systems, your solar sales, they always get a bad rap. You know,
sure.
we call them the bros,
oh,
your
yeah.
door-to-door sales bros.
Yeah,
are you a bro?
You know, I kind of like the yeah. flat brim. The culture grows on you. You
Why
know what I mean?
Is that? It's such a weird from within Utah Mormon culture to without. Why is that? Because I don't feel like I experience too many of those bros here in the state. It's like we've banned the bros and make them go elsewhere. Why is that?
You know, it's one of those things where these guys, the only way they make money is just by rolling up their sleeves and hustling and doing stuff that isn't glamorous. Like most people wouldn't go pound on people's doors and uh-huh. take that kind of rejection. And so there's a sense of pride these guys get. And you know what I mean? They're just kind of hustling, hungry guys that go out there and do that thing. And the people within it understand because they're going, it's like your mission buddies. Like,
right.
you know, you're really close together because it's like you against the world.
Right.
And the same kind of culture grows within summer sales and the sales culture kind of thing.
It's obnoxious
yeah.
to me
yeah,
a little bit,
it.
Right? Because it's like a dormitory, even though they're married, some of these guys. But it's like they're married and they get to hang out with the guys for 4 months with no spouses because all they're doing is working all day. And it just screams obnoxious to me.
Oh, yeah. And there's an arrogance that comes with yeah. it as well. And it carries when they get home. They're buying trucks for cash. And you know what I mean? All that stuff
yeah.
where they can definitely rub you the wrong way.
Because you do make really great money, right? If you're any good at it, you can come home and not have to work. I've known individuals who just don't work the rest of the time.
Yeah. Yeah. They go out and kill it for 4 months and then take 8 months off and
yeah.
do it again the next
Did
year.
Did you buy a truck for cash? Be honest.
No. I'm, yeah. not, I'm not really that guy. I'm not a car guy. So I didn't fit in
Did you buy a boat for cash?
Guys.
What'd you do? You come
no,
on. You had to have broed something out right now.
We got a house. We stash it away. I mean, you learn if you're living on 4 months of income when you're doing that, it stretches really thin after the end of that 8 months.
Sure.
And so after learning that lesson a little bit, you tend to stash away and be smart about it.
Yeah.
You know.
And then you start to come up with other ideas because you're like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Right.
Yeah. And I think that might be the smoothest segue I can get into good husband movement.
That so was right on the money.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah. I mean, being in sales, you know, it's definitely something where it's got a good runway, but you never know how long it's going to be.
Yep.
And having a decent amount of income coming in where it's pretty regular, your mind does tend to wander. You know what I mean? Should I do a franchise or should I invest in this business? And you're always watching Shark Tank trying
sure.
to think that you have the next great idea.
Yeah.
Right?
Or you end up just cursing Shark Tank. It's like, oh, come on.
Oh,
a
yeah.
bucket for a tree? I could have thought of a bucket for a tree.
Yeah.
Why did I not think of it? You just have self-loathing.
That's how it
for
goes.
Not thinking of the tree bucket. By
yeah.
the way, trademarked by me. Don't take it.
The tree bucket. I like it.
So you just random moments of time and go, I need something a little different.
Pretty much. You know, my wife and I, so we didn't have the smoothest marriage our first 10 years.
Oh,
like
yeah?
trying to figure stuff out. And really a step back, we were in a big fight, which is how the Good Husband Movement came about, the idea, because I felt like she was kind of freaking out about something that wasn't that big a deal.
Okay.
And she was frequently doing that kind of thing. And Ooh. It really, what it comes down to was she just boiled it down to, you know, hey, I'm not getting enough time with you
uh-huh.
or you're not communicating with me or, you know, different things where she just didn't feel appreciated, you know, and it makes you kind of step back and look at yourself like, well, geez, I'm working tons to provide.
Don't
for
you
family.
See how much I love you? Look at A, B, C, D all the way to Z. And she's going, yeah, but there wasn't double A. I need a double
right,
A.
Right. And it's crazy where I'm working like really, really hard. And of course, I'm doing that for my family. But when your wife says, well, you're gone too much, I don't feel like you appreciate me. Well, that's why I'm gone so much is because I appreciate
right.
you. Right. So it's
right.
it's kind of that miscommunication that is super common with, I mean, most married couples.
Sure.
And so I stepped back and was like, well, okay, what do I need to do to show her in a way that she understands that I do love her, that I appreciate her, that I care kind of thing.
Is that what the fight was about?
It was.
I may be just like everyone else. It's like, he alluded to a fight. I want to know other people's misery to know, to make sure that I'm not alone in my...
That's exactly what it was. You
yep.
know, we would just argue about that kind of thing. And so I decided I'd set a reminder in my phone where every Friday I would text her something sweet just out of the blue. And then every other Tuesday, I would get her a little chocolate bar or something and put it in her sock drawer to surprise her with a cute note. Mm-hmm. So I had all these reminders in my phone.
That's not very romantic.
Yeah, well, she doesn't know about it, right?
It's
just,
okay.
Yeah, so it's just something that I need something like that. It's just like going to the gym. I need an alarm to wake me up so I can go. And so we try to do the date night kind of stuff, but life gets in the way. And
sure.
I found that kind of difficult. And I thought, you know, how cool would it be? Subscription boxes, I mean, are everywhere. And there's a subscription for anything you can imagine. How cool would it be to get like a box that has these different ideas in it, different, you know, a cute little note with this little gift or date night ideas. And every single month it's coming to me. That way I could use this box and spread it out over a month or so. So I'm really continually showing my wife in these different ways, trying to be creative that I do care about her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I thought, well, that's super cool. So I talked to a couple of friends about it, and every guy I talked to was like, oh yeah, that makes tons
you
of
are,
sense. Like we all need
you are my
like
relationship
that.
Savior. Please
yeah,
help me.
It's just life gets in the way. And so we tend to put our marriage on autopilot sometimes,
mm-hmm.
but in having something physical where I'm getting a box every single month that has these different cute things inside of it for me to use. Now I'm kind of in a way forcing myself to be sure that I am dating my wife, that I'm doing these cute little things for her on a regular basis. And now she feels appreciated and her love tank, as it were, is mm-hmm. continually being filled. And so it was when it was on empty that she starts freaking out about stuff or getting
right.
insecure and all these problems pop up.
Yeah, I mean, you quickly boil down a lot of problems to just a couple of needs, right? And you don't always know. The reason why I'm upset is because I need, you know, love and affection. And you're like, it's the toilet.
Right.
You know, it's right. All right, I'll put the toilet. And if you're trying to solve it on that kind of surface level, you will never figure it out. And that's where a lot of relationships sort of go askew, because someone's trying to fix it. It's like, okay, well, then I'll take care of that surface problem. Whereas the reality is, I don't feel like you love me. I don't feel appreciated. I don't. And this goes both ways. This isn't just man to a woman thing. It's also a woman to a man. You know, that there is so very often those things that lie underneath. But I'm fascinated about it because it's a subscription box. So we're going to have to go a little deeper. We went first level. Now I need to know a little bit more about it. It is a thing I can buy into. Just go to goodhusbandmovement.com.
Right.
And like what? Like what comes in that thing?
So the idea behind the box is tricky because all women are different.
Right.
Right. Some women love flowers. Some women, you know, you have to have those kind words and that's what they really latch
on. Right. There's so many different love languages that to me, to try and wrap it into a box, it'd be like, hey, I got this. And she'd be like, great.
Yep. Yep.
Sweet. Thanks.
That's what we were thinking. So it's the first thing we do. So the first, if you sign up for it, you get your first box. Inside the box, you get the book, The Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman.
Cool.
Like foundation of communication in the relationship.
Mm-hmm. But is he Mormon, by the way? Do you know?
I don't think he is.
Okay.
Maybe.
Because I know it. I know it mostly through Mormon culture and like relationships, but I've always wondered.
It's nationwide. Like everybody talks about the five love languages. Like they know what it's about and it's a good book. I mean, yeah. It made sense for us. And
sure.
So within it, not just, you know, the book, but we try to hit a different love language with everything we put in every box because they're all different.
Okay.
Right. So in some boxes, it will be, you know, a cute little coffee mug that says, you know, best wife ever.
Uh-huh.
And then there'll be, a chapstick, a flavored chapstick thing with a little note card. And then we'll put suggestions in the box where it's like, okay, here are the five items in this box.
Okay.
Here's what's suggested for the coffee cup. You know, get your wife's favorite, you know, drink or juice or whatever and give it to her in the morning just to tell her that you appreciate her. Here she got some cheesy mug that says best wife ever, but you're mm-hmm. kind of serving her in a way
sure.
that it starts the day off good.
Yeah.
Right? So it's nothing groundbreaking, nothing crazy, but these little acts throughout the month, you know, just from stuff that you had in the box you're trying to make use of. One, it forces the husband to think, okay, cool, like what can I do with this? Or how can I show my wife in a different way? So it gets the wheels turning in his mind where he's constantly thinking, you know, oh, cool, what can I do for my wife? Or how can I serve her? Right? Which really changes his whole perspective towards his relationship.
Yeah.
And then the wife, it's not that she's getting spoiled or anything. These aren't like diamonds or anything like that. But if nothing else, she's just getting hit over and over with this cute little thing my husband did. Or, wow, he actually wants to go on a date. And he got me these, you know, nice little earrings or whatever before the date.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter the value of them or exactly what it was, but the thought that went behind it.
Right.
It just, you know, lets her feel appreciated. Like, wow, I have the most thoughtful husband in the world, when really he's kind of done something to be sure that he's being thoughtful on a regular basis.
I want to give what I feel like my pushback would be, but I want to take a break for a second and we'll come back and we'll talk about that and some other things. It's the Good Husband Movement. We'll do that in the second block of the Cultural Hall. Hey, y'all. The Cultural Hall is brought to you by LDS Bookstore. You can go to ldsbookstore.com. Remember this. When you check out, use the promo code BACKROW. Make it one word, not the way I just said it, which was sounding like two words. Make it one word, BACKROW, and you can save 10%. They have all sorts of things. You hear LDS Bookstore and you think, oh, it's a bookstore. Well, it is a bookstore and more. So many great things, whether you're sending a missionary off, whether your parents are going off on a mission, there's someone in your family getting baptized or receiving the priesthood. There are all sorts of great gifts that are available. And while you're there, why not pick up something for yourself? Because you're going to save 10%. Make sure that you use the promo code BACKROW, one word. See, I said it the right way that way. And that way they'll know how many people that listen to the Cultural Hall, whether you're a lifer or a convert, are going to ldsbookstore.com. And you can leave a little message that says, hey, Brandon, thanks for supporting the Cultural Hall. It's ldsbookstore.com.
Hi, friends. Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. I get a lot of emails from people all the time. Here's one. Dear Dan, I hear your talk about a lifetime service guarantee. Free? Really? Please help me avoid all your fine print and be honest about what free means. You understand that we should be very wary of a free offer? Signed, Skeptical. Hi, Skeptical. I remember 22 years ago when we started PC Laptops and our lifetime service guarantee, people thought it was too good to be true. Well, you know, after a decade, people started believing me a little bit. But you know, it's been 22 years of having the privilege to serve our friends and neighbors like you. Our lifetime service guarantee has become the most trusted warranty in the industry. You can get a brand new PC Laptops desktop computer for $799 with a lifetime warranty. Check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com. Here's to seeing you soon, Skeptical.
Time for the second block of the Cultural Hall. If you love what we do, you can do your own sort of subscription box by sponsoring us on Patreon. It's patreon.com/theculturalhall. Now, we don't get sent anything but your money, but it's appreciated if you do that. If you like these numbered episodes that we do, you like the articles of news, you appreciate what we provide twice a week for y'all, you can go to patreon.com/theculturalhall. And wherever you get this show available in podcast form, leave a review. Let people know what you love about it. And also tell your friends. That's the way we grow the audience. Now, Bryce Nelson, here is my pushback. You said the wives like to know that the husbands are thinking of them. But are they thinking of them? They've subscribed to a box that says, here, think of your wife. Like, and maybe not. But I would think that some spouses would be like, come on, you need a box to remember that you love me?
Sure. And the big question, like, how genuine is this?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so there are similar subscriptions out there where you can get flowers sent to your wife every single month.
Sure.
Well, yeah, after the second month, it's like, okay, I get flowers on the 15th of every month. It doesn't mean as much.
Right.
Right. So that's one of the reasons we shake things up in the box where everything's a little bit different, but we don't do all the work for the husband. Right. So in one of the boxes, there might be.
Well, you've got a box right in front of you. Let's go through the stuff that's right here.
Yeah.
So Give me a for example.
So it's, this was in my car, so it's a little melted. We have like a chocolate bar and a little note card.
Okay.
Right.
So good looking note card.
Yeah. You put this in her sock drawer for her to find or something like that.
In the mirror when she's getting ready in the morning.
Sure. Whatever it is, but it's not hugely expensive or anything crazy, but the note, it's blank, right? So if the husband writes down...
Because if you guys were coming with pre-written notes, I'd be like, all right.
Over the line.
Too far.
But yeah, I mean, if he writes, hey, you remember when we went on our first date, whatever, I was just thinking about it, I'm so glad we got married, any kind of personalized note, he's making some effort. Now for us, we're suggesting things to the husband, right? So he has a few different ideas. He doesn't have to take our suggestions. He can do whatever he wants with it. But the fact that he's getting some kind of materials and it gets his mind working, he does put in a little bit of work on top of that.
Sure.
And after having a few boxes, anyone who's with us for, I mean, a month, 2 months, we never have people cancel because he's almost anticipating, great, what's coming in the next box? How can I use that? How can I be creative?
Cool.
And really, he's putting just a lot more effort than he was into his marriage before. Not because he's just getting a box and he's He's not handing her a full box of junk.
Which would be awesome. Right. Here, I got you this.
Now, that being said, a lot of our husbands, they do have this box sent to their office.
I was going to say, I am nearly positive that this is not a thing that's coming to the house. It is coming to a different location so that there can be a little bit of, I just came up with this. I'm just so sweet.
There's some of that. Some of it, sure, it comes to the, we actually have a lot of women that sign up for Good Husband Movement for their husbands.
Sure.
Which is just kind of a gentle nudge, like, hey, I know you're busy, but here's a little box. Let's work on our marriage a little bit.
Yeah.
Or something like that. She doesn't necessarily know what's inside, but really, it's just sparking a little bit more effort on the husband's side.
Sometimes it's super passive, and she's like, work on this, and hands the box. Got you this to be better to me.
There you go.
So we've got the note and the chocolate. Let's keep looking at this. And does it come with like a note that says, here's the contents and here's a big suggestion? So it's in the top of the box.
Under the lid, it'll show exactly what's in the box and then kind of a suggested way to present it to your wife.
Cool. Let me see this thing.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So like this one, for example, you got the mug that you were talking about, the best wife ever. That's good. That's good. You know, do you also worry, though, like if it becomes super popular in a particular area, like Omaha has 1,000 subscriptions and then, you know, she brings her best wife ever mug to a hot chocolate party at somebody's house and they have a best wife ever mug. And
that would be a good problem for us to have.
Sure. But then quickly the whole thing unravels and goes, wait a minute, did you also get, and they start going through all of it.
Odds are they probably made more than one of those mugs, the manufacturing company.
Sure,
but,
sure.
You know.
But odds, you never know. What is this thing?
So table topics. So that's kind of a game. So some of those aren't listed on the lid because we brought them as an example.
Okay.
But that's a game where it's just something that sparks conversation, right? So you pull a card and it'll say, what would you do if you hated your husband's best friend? Mm. Or you know what I mean? Just something where if you go out on a date or something, sure, now all of a sudden you're talking about something other than the kids.
What possession of your partner's would you like to throw away? That sounds like a loaded question.
They're full of those kind of questions. Yeah. Wow. So it's just kind of a fun thing for couples where, you know, it's something for helping communicate.
This is kind of fun. Look at those good looking earrings. Jeez.
Jewelry, I'll tell you, is my personal kryptonite. 10 years, I never gave my wife any jewelry because I don't know what's in. You know, I don't know what to get her, what's cute or what looks like a 13-year-old would wear.
Right, right, right.
I just don't get it, right?
Right. So you want it to be a surprise, so you can't be like, hey, let's go pick something out that then I will not get you and then get you at a different time.
Yep.
It's a trap.
It's tricky.
Women are trappy.
It's same with clothes. I don't want to get you the wrong size.
Right.
Right. So it's kind of scary.
And a gift certificate is insincere.
We're in trouble either way.
Right.
So with the box, what we do is we research, okay, what jewelry is pretty classic, pretty safe for any husband to get, any woman, any style. And now, you know, there's something in there where it's great, these cute little earrings. And before you go on a date, give her these earrings before the date or on the date or something to, you know, oh, wow, this is kind of cute and kind of cool.
Sensual massage oil. I like where that's headed.
Massage oil. We don't want to get too over the line with these boxes, but you know,
PG-13. That's fine. They're married for crying out loud. It's okay.
There's a lot of those boxes that are, you know, on the other side. Yeah, we like to keep it classy.
That is not this.
Right.
That's really cool. Now, on this, it says Nick and Bryce. You're obviously the Bryce. Who's Nick?
Nick, so he's my partner in crime with this whole thing. I've just been friends with him forever. One of the guys I first bounced the idea off of. No.
Okay.
No, he's the opposite of me.
Okay.
But he's a good guy. You know, we just talked about it and said, well, let's launch it. Let's do this. And so he handles a lot of the operational stuff. He's the numbers guy, the thinker. I'm more...
He's the left, you're the right.
Right. Yep.
Good for you guys.
Yeah. So it works out pretty well. He's a good guy.
But no women on like the, hey, this is how we should do this? Because that seems like a tragic flaw.
Our wives basically are the behind the scenes for everything. They tell us what products are good, what ones aren't, what cool ways a husband could give this to his wife. So we're always bouncing these ideas off of our wives just to get the okay. Because sometimes we'll say, hey, let's put an apron in the box. And our women are like, well, no husband should give his wife an apron.
Yeah.
Like, that's probably not the smartest idea. So they warn us about stuff like that.
I love that. And I was thinking in my mind as we were talking, I'm like, you know, is there a good wife movement box? And then I was like, every box would be physical affection. And it's just some sort of physical affection. That's fine. And
maybe
it's like,
some golf balls. Just whatever.
Free time and physical affection. That's every month. And the wives are like, I feel like I don't need to subscribe to this box anymore, but I'm getting it right month after month after month.
That's how it'll work. Yep.
How long have you guys been doing it for?
Man, it's been maybe only 6 months.
Yeah.
So not
and
too long.
Fun? How's it?
It's a lot of fun. Yeah. It's, I mean, kind of a whole new thing that we're getting used to and learning how e-commerce works and all that. But more than anything, now we're engaged with these husbands all over the country where a lot of people reach out to us for like marital advice and, you know, gratitude kind of stuff. And we're always doing these shows kind of thing. So it's really different than what we're used to, but it's a ton of fun. Huh. So we really enjoy it.
Challenging, heartbreaking ever? Because I would think that almost not like a last ditch effort. That's what I sort of think that people assign counseling for, right? Like we tried and now it's counseling.
Sure.
But it probably is people that are going, oh man, I'm not doing this well. It's not, you know, you don't go searching for something like this if you're like, I'm nailing this thing.
Sure. And it can be, you know, there's a lot of people in a tough spot or, you know, a lot of different situations where obviously we're not counselors.
Sure.
You know what I mean? We can say, hey, I don't know, this is what we do. You know, here's how we could maybe provide you some value. But
right.
If you have like real issues and that kind of stuff,
right,
there are places for that kind of thing.
Right.
But more than anything, it's been really inspiring to me. Like a lot of husbands and a lot of people out there are just good people. They're just trying to figure out how can I make my marriage a little bit better? My marriage is good. How do I make it great?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's a lot of fun being a part of that and feeling like we're helping to strengthen relationships and families and that kind of stuff. So it's been really fun.
You mentioned at the start of this, the first 10 years of you and your wife, not great. How is it better?
Really, it's all me. Like
yeah.
I feel
so
like
you were the doofus, right? She was like there loving you and you're like, I'm an idiot. So sorry for the first 10.
Pretty much. Like I just didn't understand. I mean, I always kind of knew that my wife receives love differently than I give it, but our personalities are just so different where I'm very do it yourself. You know, if I'm sick, I don't want anyone to serve me. That makes me uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I just kind of want to do it myself and do my own thing. And so I tend to want to do that to her as well, because that's what I would appreciate.
Right.
And so with this kind of a box now, I mean, for me, I'm kind of cheating because that's all I do is think of, okay, how can a husband do something for his wife and get her to like it or, you know, have it change her day. And so, yeah, I do a lot of that stuff for my wife and it's completely transformed my relationship. So if nothing else, I've loved this whole good husband movement thing, but launching that and helping other husbands, you know, get that kind of success and kind of stuff as well is really good.
And on some level, I mean, we sort of joke around about it being sort of a cheating tactic, you know, for a husband to do or something like that. But, you know, I'm a divorced person and being on that side of it, like I think of something like this and how just the thought of your partner, you know, even if they didn't use anything, if they got the box and they said, this was a thing I was going to do, but I'm not going to do it anymore. Just the thought of saying, I recognize that maybe I'm not doing this as well as I could and I've sought this help. Mm-hmm. Like that to me, I think speaks volume about a person,
sure.
Right? Like,
oh,
so
absolutely.
So even if they fumble through the, here's the best wife ever mug and I cracked it and sorry, and you can't drink out of it, and here are the pieces or whatever. Like just very much, and it sounds so cliche to say, but just very much the thought of it that counts so much.
You're taking some kind of action to better your relationship. Whatever that action might be, if you're moving forward in the right direction, a lot of times that's appreciated and recognized.
Mm-hmm.
Like we, to use an example, like we had someone reach out to us a while ago where they were going to get divorced because his wife is super insecure and felt like every time he left the house, he was cheating on her and was accusing for this and that. It's just a tough situation that he couldn't get over. And if there's not trust in a marriage, you don't have a marriage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was just...
You have roommates.
Exactly. Yeah. It was just a bad situation for him. And so he gets our box and, you know, he reached out to us telling us how things had changed. And it wasn't that she was insecure, didn't trust him. She just wasn't feeling appreciated. And so she's in panic mode thinking, well, what's the problem? And that was kind of her default.
Right.
Right. And so now that he takes action in something that in his mind, it's not his fault that she's insecure. You know what I mean? But now he takes action and kind of moves where he's, you know, showing her that he appreciates her, that he loves her in ways that he didn't even know that she needed.
Right.
And now she's extremely comfortable and things completely changed just because now she's receiving love in a way that she needed to receive it.
Right.
Right. And so something a lot of husbands, you know, their problems aren't their fault or my wife this, and you kind of point the blame. But what I love about the good husband box that we have is it's kind of taking ownership. Not all problems are your fault, but you can only control yourself.
Sure.
Right. And so if you're taking action and you're doing what you can to better any situation, I mean, it's never going to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just a good thing to kind of take those steps and take ownership on what your relationship is.
And it's kind of fun because you never know what's going to, those subscription boxes are pretty fun because you're like, what is in this thing?
It's kind of a surprise.
Month,
you know,
right?
we like to keep the box kind of fun looking. So when it arrives in the mail, they're like, oh, cool.
Do you ever do bigger ones? This is probably what, like 8 inches by 6 inches, maybe?
Yeah, just smaller than a shoe box, I guess. But
yeah.
I mean, some of them are a little bit bigger. Some of them are a little bit smaller where, you know, there's books and that kind of stuff in it, but it all depends on what's in the box.
Yeah, that would be the fun thing for me is it's like, you shake it and you're like, I'm betting, and they come out. People can find it, goodhusbandmovement.com, and that site is strictly just a subscription for the box. Like, are there resources beyond that, or that's where I'm shopping the box?
So it's shopping for the box, but also, so all of our members, we send out, you know, monthly emails, and there's always date night suggestions and, you know, fun materials, that kind of stuff. On our social media, we're, you know, posting daily, you know, different ideas and, you know, all this kind of stuff. So our good husband, I guess, culture is really, really fun, where anyone who's a member kind of takes part in that as well, which a lot of people appreciate.
Sales been pretty good?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
I'm not going to ask you exactly, but I'm always fascinated by, like, entrepreneurs or those who go, all right, this regular form of business, I'm going to leave it behind.
Right.
There's something sort of romantic in that for me, where it's like, no, corporate world, forget it. I've got a good husband box, and I'm going to try this.
You bet.
So it's going well.
It's going good. Yeah, good. It's continually growing, and I mean, that's the fun thing is it is a little difficult to have a husband be like, wow, I need a box. You know what I mean? And to actually make that decision where they purchase. Once they do get the box, no one falls off. You know what I mean? It is really good, and it changes their relationship in a way that however they're using it, they're definitely finding great value. But husbands can be a little bit stubborn.
Sure. I don't need it.
I need help or whatever. A lot of guys just say, you know what? I should be doing a weekly date night anyway. Mm-hmm. This is cheaper than your average date night. So 1 week a month or whatever, sure, let me use what's in this box.
I like the idea. My mind ventured off into you guys hanging out like outside of counseling centers and mediation and being like, hey, come here. Yeah. I got something for you. What, man? What is this?
It's a lot cheaper than your $80 an hour counseling session. Just hand them a box.
Right. And in some, and you never claim, obviously, you're not claiming to be the solution to all that stuff. But some things, like you said, like you mentioned anecdotally with that story about insecurities, you know, that's the surface thing. The thing much below the surface was just feeling loved and feeling appreciated. And you'd be surprised when you can actually address people's concerns, how things can change. Oh, she'll never change. He'll never change. Nope. That's completely possible. Things like that can change.
Yep. It's just taking action. We have a lot of, you know, some of my friends are like, well, Bryce, we love the idea of the box, but it doesn't make sense for me. Like, my wife doesn't like flowers. She just doesn't like that kind of stuff.
Right.
And when you step back, like a woman who doesn't like flowers, they're out there, right?
Right.
But if their 3-year-old picked a dandelion and gave it to them, they'd flip out. Like, it's so wonderful. And it's not about the flower.
Yep.
It's about the fact that someone they loved stepped out of their way to do something that, you know, they thought might bring a smile to their face, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every woman likes flowers. Even if it's not the flower, they like to know that their significant other or whatever wanted to make them feel good, right? And so that's all the box really is. It's just the husband taking that action to doing something to show his wife that he appreciates her.
Along that, just to share this anecdotally, my girlfriend doesn't like flowers. She considers them to be a waste of money, and I like it because I think they're beautiful. I like to have them in the house or whatever. And I have teased the idea because I sort of tease her a little bit about it. I'm like, you make this a little harder on me because I can't just do this. I've teased the idea of getting a vase, putting water in it, and then leaving a note that says, these would be flowers if you liked them. Hope you have a great day. And I think that would achieve the same thing as if I would have bought flowers, because it is. It's about the thoughts and
putting thought in. I like that, actually. Saves you a little bit of money. It's a win-win.
Yeah. She doesn't have to have the flowers around. All right. I'll ask the question that I'm sure people have, as they've been listening, are asking. How much does the Good Husband box cost?
So each box, $39.
Okay.
You get a box sent directly to you. Typically has 5 or 6 different items in there. The value of them, you know, we get everything at, you know, huge discounts because we're dealing in bigger volume.
Right.
And so the value in each box is way beyond that. But if nothing else, the thought that you're putting in with everything you're giving to your wife, the value is absolutely there. It's a lot of fun.
Comes automatically.
Yep.
Sign it up. Send it to your work. Don't get caught, boys.
Right.
Or ladies.
Whoever.
Yep. Yeah. Because it very well could be, right? Like, so I also joked around about the good wife. The wife could sign up for this and just do the same thing, but in reverse for her husband. If she finds herself in that situation where maybe she's the one that could stand to be reminded every once in a while.
Absolutely. Why not?
Yep. Because we dudes get the bad rap sometimes, but there are women who do that too.
I feel like men are fixers, right? Like, we want to fix the problem. We want to do this, do that. And this allows guys to take that action. So it is kind of geared towards men a little
bit.
So they can put that in. But sure, anyone who needs it.
But they're, I mean, mean? We'll just say that it's called the good husband, because I think that there are some women that could benefit from something like that. I want to take a break a second, and then I want to come back, and I'm going to ask you the three questions we ask everyone here in the Cultural Hall, and maybe a couple other things about this whole good husband movement. We'll do that in the third block of the Cultural Hall. Hey, you guys, I want to talk to you about bestdjinutah.com. Why, that's the company that I have started for doing my DJing weddings and live events. Whatever you need, I am your guy to do it. So whether you're a lifer or a convert to this podcast show, or you just happen to be listening for the first time, if you are in need of a wedding DJ or an MC for your event, or just a DJ for your business opening, go to bestdjinutah.com. Now, I know it says Utah, but guess what? If you want me to come to your event and you're not in Utah, I'll do that too. You're going to have to pay for me to be there, but I'm more than willing to do that as well. It's bestdjinutah.com. Emails there, phone numbers there. Would love to hear from you and then help you make your event that much better. Look forward to hearing from you, and thank you for supporting the Cultural Hall podcast. But it's a show. You knew that.
Imagine running a small business today. It's challenging. Imaging and internet presence is an absolute must. Even with that, you're still a small star in a bright cyber universe. Now, imagine you have someone who understands how to get your site designed for your talents and then easily searched by potential clients. Imagine Lennon Design. Whether it's strictly a website or a whole package of logo creation, advertising media, and promotional materials, Lennon Design is your partner in business. They'll test the boundaries of their imagination to create something unique for you. When you need creative, affordable design, let it be Lennon Design. Call 801-699-3022 or visit LennonDesign.com.
Time for the third block of the Cultural Hall. Bryce Nelson, you ever heard of the Cultural Hall before you sat down here with us?
I had not. I've been
Come
out
on,
of Utah
Bryce.
For so long.
Bryce,
but, you know.
We are international. The Canadians and the English love us.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, I'm on it now.
We have a contingent of folks over in England who, whenever they make their visit here, they like to come in and see it. And then, you know, Canada is basically just USA's hat. So it's, right. You know, it's the same country, basically, except they get all the good pharmacy and they can afford it, which we can't here in the United States, and they get a prime minister. That's where we're going to get political. Let's stop going there. Welcome to the Cultural Hall, and hope that you will evangelize about us as we've allowed you the opportunity to talk to people about the Good Husband Movement. You mentioned that you guys do a newsletter. People can subscribe to that at goodhusbandmovement.com.
Yes, sir.
And get into the box if they want to. You guys are on Facebook. Where do people find you there?
Facebook. So just Good Husband Movement.
Okay. So that's where
Instagram.
It is.
Instagram. Yep. So all that. There's no one who's close to us, so it's easy to find.
Good, good, good. So the three questions that I have for you, which we ask everyone who step into the Cultural Hall. The first question is do you have a calling right now? And if so, what is that calling?
You bet. I'm a young men's president.
Okay.
In the Cape Cod branch.
Nice.
Out of New England.
When we say branch, how many people are we having come each week?
Let's say 40.
That's small.
Maybe 50.
Yeah, that is not large.
Yeah, if our family doesn't show up, there's no one to pass sacrament. There's no one to speak. Like, everything falls apart.
So are the young men, is it just your boys?
No, so our kids are really young.
Okay.
So there's, you know, maybe five young men. And
what
so
a
all
great
the
opportunity.
Deacons, teachers, everyone just meets together.
So going on that then, how do you feel? Because you'll undoubtedly be the young men's president that will kind of usher out the Boy Scouts and usher in whatever is coming in. How do you feel about that?
You know, it's kind of weird. Like, everything's completely shut down out there, so no Boy Scouts at all.
Really?
Yeah,
they
so they're done.
They just stopped it. They're not waiting until January of 20.
Yep, it's
or
over.
19. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
So they do, you know, little activities kind of stuff that are geared towards, you know, hey, let's learn basket weaving, or let's learn this, or do this. And so
I hope you genuinely learn basket weaving. I hope
I haven't,
thing.
But it's on the list.
No, but I did it at a scout camp one time, and it was really fun.
I did it at Bear Lake or whatever they do.
Yeah, it seems to be the like go-to underwater basket weaving. I really liked basket weaving, and I was like, why can't I do more of this? We
cool.
joke around about this, but I'd like to do more of this. So you are in charge of it. Do you do like is the next thing to come down the pike? And I'm causing for royalties if you decide to do this, like a young men's movement or soon to be man movement,
box.
Or yeah, you know, some sort of subscription box for the young men.
It's not an awful idea.
I know it.
A young men box.
5%. That's all you have to do.
Okay.
5%.
I'm that.
And I'll take five off a net. So
16-year-old boys are all about serving other people, right?
Right.
So
right.
It's a moneymaker.
Maybe you gear it a little different. Some video games and selfishness.
There you go.
Being right and invincible. If you cater it right, I still want the 5% net. I'll go net, though. I don't need to go 5% gross. I'm not
good.
A villain. If you could pick a calling for yourself, either one that exists within the church or make one up, what would you pick?
I'm all about the nursery.
Yeah?
You get free snacks.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds terrible.
Well,
to
it
me.
Sounds terrible here because there's like 100,000 kids in every ward, but out on the branch, it's just like our kids and maybe a random baby that shows up.
Okay.
You just eat animal cookies and play Duck Duck Goose.
Yeah.
It's a win.
I still wouldn't want to do it. I have one kid. He's 20. I would not. I would not care if I had kids to be with more kids. Like, I feel like that's the time you get a break where it's like, I get an hour every Sunday. I can look forward to it. Someone else is going to do it. I don't have to pay for that babysitter except for 10%. I'm just going to go.
Sense.
Yeah. Now you're a nicer person than I am. I can already tell that.
Is basketball coach a calling?
You could make one up.
I'd take that.
Okay. Basketball coach for the ward?
Well, for the young men or something.
Oh, for
right?
the young men.
Yeah,
okay.
That's good.
All right. Yeah. I think that's doable. Then the last question we ask everyone who steps here. What is your favorite part of your faith?
My favorite part of my faith? I'd say really just the comfort in knowing. I mean, there's a lot of questions out there, a lot of, you know, questions that everybody has. And especially as I'm raising kids, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Questions that they have. I feel like we've been blessed in a situation where we understand the eternal plan. Mm-hmm. And so we do have a lot of those answers that are just big question marks in a lot of families. And so the reassurance of, you know, if there's a death in the family or if, you know, hey, should I wear these kind of clothes or should I do this kind of thing as I get into school? There's a lot of direction that we can give that a lot of other people are shrugging their shoulders saying, well, do what you feel is good, I guess. And, you know, kind of, I guess, knowing the eternal plan and being able to direct people and make decisions that way based off that is probably what I'd say.
Cool. It's goodhusbandmovement.com. As we've mentioned, you can find it there. If you end up doing it, let us know. Let us know what you think about it. I'd love to hear the experiences that you have, and also obviously share it with Bryce and the folks at Good Husband Movement if it helps you out. If you have suggestions for it, you can't steal my ideas, they're trademarked, but if you have other ideas, I'm sure that he wouldn't turn down a bad idea.
Stories, suggestions, anything like that, hit us up on Facebook and we love to get them.
Thank you so much for being here. We hope that this episode has nourished and strengthened your body, that if you are not healthy enough to listen to this episode this week, that you'll be healthy enough to listen next week, and that when the time comes, you'll be able to travel home in safety. In the meantime, we'll be saving a seat for you on the back row of the Cultural Hall.
Save me a seat, it's sure to be neat. On the back row, we really gotta go on the Cultural Hall show.